here at a concert event benefiting Shaanxi Orange County, and we have Father Norm here.
Hello. I'm the rector of St. George's Church, so it's a treat for us to host Shaanxi, and I spent most of my life as a professional musician, so I played in orchestras and different Broadway shows, and so today I get to do one of my favorite things, which is to work with a violinist whose name is Catherine Cash, and we're playing about five different pieces on the program, and it's a great range of repertoire, and some things that I think you'll recognize and you'll love, and I think one piece that I think would be particularly meaningful for the Shaanxi organization, it's a meditation, and it really allows them to kind of center, and it's called Love Can Live, and I think it's appropriate title and mood for the evening, too.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. Well, looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Nina, and I'm with Therapy Cable. I'm here today for Shaanxi's concert event. I'm here with Joyce. She has been working with Shaanxi for quite a while, and she's also part of the church. Joyce, today, thank you so much for being on video, and today I just want to ask a few questions, you know, about Shaanxi and the purpose and, you know, what you can tell me more. So, first question, how useful and beneficial has Shaanxi OC been in your life, or that of a loved one of yours?
Okay. I have been a volunteer with Shaanxi for over 20 years. I started as an employee and have been volunteering. I've worked in several capacities, and it really brings me great passion to be able to be a part of this event and education events in the past.
Thank you. Can you perhaps give specific examples of how Shaanxi OC has been helpful to you without breaking any confidentiality?
Absolutely. I have had the privilege of being a facilitator for support groups, and that has truly been a blessing to be able to be a part of that healing and acceptance, and to be able to bridge just some really challenging situations for people who are newly diagnosed and kind of walking that path and getting the support that they need in their community when their families may be challenged around their diagnosis.
Thank you. So last question would be, would you recommend Shaanxi OC to others and why?
Absolutely. If you are looking for a place to volunteer, Shaanxi is a community home, and if you are living with HIV disease or you have a family member who is impacted, this is the place that you can get the resources that you need. They'll connect you to the community, and they are the hub of HIV care in Orange County.
Thank you so much, Joyce.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
I'm here with Dana, and he's a psychology intern at Shaanxi. I'm going to ask you a few questions today, Dana, about Shaanxi and its purpose. So, first question, how do you see social media being able to spread awareness about seeking mental health and behavioral health? Is there a place for social media and how can it go?
Well, of course, getting the word out is really important, and any venue of that moves in that direction is incredibly important, you know, because there's so much stigma involved with, you know, mental illness and mental health in general. If someone, some people that would really benefit from psychotherapy are hesitant to seek it because of the stigma. So anytime you can get types of media involved in, you know, bringing some normalcy to seeking psychotherapy and mental health, I think it's really important.
Definitely.
I'm not a big fan of online therapy, so to speak.
Right.
I believe that therapy has to take place between two people individually.
Right. Okay, very good thoughts. So, what recommendations would you have for Shaanxi OC or other associations or organizations to improve their services and better help individuals and families affected by HIV?
Well, right now there's a lot of changes in the framework of the way that mental health is funded and the way that organizations are seeking to access that funding, and it's a really exciting time. There's you know, the doors are opening for more people to get care through the ACA and the what's it called, the NAMI, the National Association for Mental Illness, has really been important in getting the parity. It's called parity, where mental health is seen as equal to regular medical care. So that's a really important and exciting development that's been. So any organization is going to want to adapt to be able to adjust to Medi-Cal funding or any kind of funding that is brought about by the necessity of insurances to cover those things. So I think it's really important that Shanti and other organizations become much more informed, I think, in the availability of getting care to people.
Can you tell me your role in helping Shanti and how Shanti has affected you or helped you in a way?
Oh, I'm so lucky to be here. I work with my supervisor, Dr. Jarvis, Dr. Michael Jarvis, and he's just an incredible, wonderful source of information and skill for me. And the whole organization, for me as an intern, is just an incredible learning experience. I just feel so grateful to be here. You know, the case management that is provided, the psychotherapy that's provided, the group psychotherapy, the education for the community. We were just out Thursday night. We went to Saddleback College and spoke with it was a social psychology class, and we provided information about the effect that HIV has on people's mental illness and the coexistence of both of those and the effect it has on people. And we presented research that we've been doing at Shanti on the connection between illness stigma and depression, and then also the benefits of social support. And so it's really an exciting time. We're doing a lot of incredible work.
Exciting. Thank you so much, Dana, for
You're
sharing
welcome.
Your thoughts.
I really appreciate being here.
Thank you. Hi, we have here today with me, Charles Lin. And Charles, can you just introduce yourself a little bit more and your role in the organization?
Yes, I am the chairman of the board of directors of Shanti currently, and we have a very active and proactive board, and we are expanding our board right now. So there are a number of community members joining, really expanding the support for all of our programs at Shanti.
And also, can you let us know a little bit about the purpose of this event today?
I think this is both building a community, a broader community, because most people don't understand the support that we provide to different groups of people suffering with HIV and AIDS, including family and friends affected by the disease. So expanding to the whole community, not just the people who need the services the most, is really important to us. And that's both, as they say, friend building and fundraising for the organization.
And also the entertainment that we have tonight, how do you like to perform?
Well, that's the part that is really the community, because we have people from all areas, including local schools, performing, churches, schools, members of Shanti and the community. It's a pretty big experiment, and we're very grateful to St. George's for sponsoring this. And they really pulled it together through their music program. So it must be one of the widest ranging concerts of any program in Orange County.
And is this the first time?
This is the first time. We're hoping it's annual, but it becomes a collaboration of everyone interested in supporting medical services, really, in Orange County.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. A pleasure.
Thank you. Hi, I have you here with me today, Sarah Kasman, and she's from Shanti of Orange County. Hi, Sarah, how are you today?
Hi, good, thank you.
And can you just introduce yourself a little more and your role in this organization at Shanti of Orange County?
Yes, I am the executive director of Shanti Orange County. I've been with the agency for over 20 years, and this is our premier showing of Heartstrings and Harmony, our concert. First time ever producing it, so we're very excited to be opening it up to the community.
And so the purpose of this event, what would you say?
The purpose of the event is to expand our partnership and collaboration in the community. We have brought together musical groups, musicians of all ranges. We've brought the church community together. We've brought parents of musicians together and the general public. So we are thrilled to be able to expand our net and to inform the community of the needs for HIV and AIDS services in Orange County and the need of our clients, and bringing them together in a night, in an evening that is just going to be pure entertainment and joy.
So what would you say some of the highlights of today's stage?
Well, let's see. N2K, which is comprised of Norm Freeman and Catherine Cash, are Juilliard trained. They are professionals that have traveled the world. They will bring their own unique style to classical music. We've got Bel Canto, who are the ensemble of Men Alive, the Gay Men's Chorus. Our Master of Ceremonies tonight is David Carnevale from Theater Out. We have the Irvine Youth Symphony from Irvine, made up of young students who are showing their musical talents and expertise. And our other group to perform is the choir from Orange Coast Universalist Unitarian Church. They have been providing our home-delivered meals since 1991. So it's old partners, new partners, and we're thrilled to be welcoming everybody here tonight.
Well, that's very exciting. And now, last question for you. So you did mention that this is the first time you are doing this type of entertainment show. And so in the near future, will there be any other?
Well, the planning and coordination of this has gone so smoothly and so wonderfully. It's just, I think this is going to be a springboard to future concerts of this type in this part of the county, and really featuring very creative and talented artists who want to make a difference in the HIV and AIDS community and to support Shanti.
Thank you, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'd like to briefly welcome all of you to our first Heartstrings and Harmony concert. We're very excited about this evening that we are going to be presenting to you. It is a joint collaboration between many partners that we are thrilled to have as part of this, and I want to welcome all of you here. And the good news for all of you is I'm not the mistress of ceremonies tonight. I would like to introduce David Carnevale, who is the director and the co-creator of Theater Out, the gay theater in Santa Ana. David is also responsible for the gorgeous program that is on your chairs. And without further ado, let's give David a wonderful welcome.
Director of Theater Out down in Santa Ana, and I want to be your host for this evening. It's my pleasure to be here tonight supporting Shanti Orange County, and on behalf of Shanti and tonight's performers, I want to thank you all for joining us. I'd also like to give special thanks to St. George's, and especially Rector and Headmaster Father Norm Freeman. I believe is backstage. If we can all get a round of applause for Father Norm. St. George's has generously opened their home to us for this unique partnership with Shanti Orange County, and we are very excited about this opportunity. In addition to the amazing talent you are going to be seeing this evening, this event could not have been possible without the generous community members who have sponsored us. I'd like to ask all the sponsors to rise for a round of applause. And all of our sponsors are listed in your program this evening on the back page. So please make sure you look at them. If you happen to see them after the show, be sure to thank them for their sponsorship. There are also three very special people that, if you don't know, you probably should. And I imagine that we all do know at least one of the three. These three women, this particular event would not be possible without their hard work. First, we have Joyce. Catherine Cash. Sarah Kaplan, the Executive Director of Shanti. These three women have really put a lot of time and effort and passion into organizing this event for you, and they want to make sure it's an amazing night. It is now my pleasure to introduce our first duo performers in 2K. Father Norm Freeman and Catherine Cash are award-winning Juilliard-trained musicians and the first violin vibraphone duo in the world. Ranging from classical to jazz to original works, their unique, refreshing sound inspires the imagination. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2K. truly the next generation of musicians, ranging in age from 7 to 16. The Irvine Young Concert Artist provides the finest orchestral training dedicated to artistic, personal, and professional development of these outstanding instrumentalists. Under the direction of Albert Wu, it is my pleasure to introduce the Irvine Young Concert Artist.
Thank you.
to light our hearts and the hearts of others by sharing inspirational music, the Orange Coast Unitarian Universalist Choir, under the direction of Beth Syverson, has delighted the congregation of Orange Coast Unitarian Universalist Church in Costa Mesa. They are here this evening to share with you their gifts, and in just a moment we'll be inviting them to the stage. They are the Orange Coast Choir. Thank you. So when Joyce and Sarah approached me to be a part of tonight's performance, I agreed gratefully. After all, if you know Sarah, you know you can't say no. You're laughing because you know it's true. Respectfully, though, they asked me not to sing. This is a good thing. Instead, I am happy to introduce to you Jack Middleton, who is a soloist, member of Men Alive and St. George's Church, and he is accompanied by Bob Gunn. Tonight, Jack will be tickling your earlobes with some modern classics from musical theater, from Wicked and Jekyll and Hyde. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Middleton and Bob Gunn.
I do believe I have been changed.
and the dogs and demons on their way. Every endeavor I have in ever is coming into play, is here now today. This is the moment, this is the time, when the momentum and the moment are in line. Give me this moment, this precious chance. I'll gather up my past and make some sense at
as if
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Man of the Middle Live concert in December, the Jolly Holly Holidays, December 5th and 6th at the Irvine Barclay Theater. Please see you all there. Next, we're going to invite back to the stage N2K performing Love Can Live. Thank you. Thank you. ago working together on the Shanti AIDS Walk team.
Thank you so much for coming. I want to say a special thank you for all our volunteers and the performers. Gosh, wasn't that just amazing? It's just like my heart is... Wow. Anyway, I am deeply grateful for this opportunity to just say a few words on behalf of Shanti. About 10 years ago, my life took an interesting turn. I had been faithfully married for 17 years, and then my ex decided that he wanted to marry our marriage therapist. So he did, and they moved out of state, and so I was left, so I was left with a grieving 13-year-old son. And so about a year after that, I started getting all these health problems, and I thought, this is some level of stress, because being a single mom with no child support, it's really interesting. And so I started having a lot of just odd symptoms. And then started being sent to doctor after doctor, especially after starting these rashes and these weird skin lesions. The dermatologist came in, and and what could it be? And this just kept going on and going on. And my memory started going, and I didn't have a lot of energy. And then finally, one day, I woke up with thrush. And thrush is a yeast infection. Wow, babies get it. And yeah, a little humiliating. And so I called up my brother, who is a doctor, and I said, by the way, I think I have thrush, because I, you know, WebMD always loves it when I tell him what my problem is. And because you hear him groaning, and unlike the funny anticipation that I thought that he was gonna, you know, groan and complain, he got real silent. And he said, you need to be tested for HIV. I said, I do not. I'm a middle-aged white woman. I'm not a gay male. Don't you know it's only for gay men or needle users? And even though I'm an alcoholic addict with almost 24 years of clean and sober time, I'm also a needlephobic. Thus, I never shut up. So, the doctor came, my doctor came to the same conclusion, and so I got tested, and they called me in. Now, when you know you're about to get some really bad news, there's nobody else that can accept it but you. And fortunately, thanks to my 12-step program and a strong belief in a higher power and a great community to support me, I was able to accept the news that I was HIV positive. And so after that, you know, I did the genotype, because HIV is a really interesting virus. It can mutate, there's different strains, and it can become resistant to the medications. And it can be doing all fine, and all of a sudden the virus figures out a way to get around that medication, and then you're in trouble. So, anyway, 6 weeks later, after the genotype came in, the doctor said, because, you know, that big magic number of T cells, for those who don't know, T cells is kind of what runs your immune system. Most people have about 1,200 T cells. AIDS is what happens when you have HIV and it's not treated. And AIDS is considered like 200 T cells or below, or if you have opportunistic infections. So as I'm walking into the doctor waiting to get my results, I call up, you know, my brother, and I said, you know, I'm really scared. He goes, why should you be really scared? I said, what if I have AIDS? And he goes, of course you don't have AIDS, because remember, white women don't get AIDS. And so the doctor mumbled something. He said, "So what are my T cells?" And he goes, nine. I go, like, nine what? 90? 900? Because I've not been cool even, you know, 900. No, he goes, nine. He says, "So, what does that mean?" And he goes, "Okay, doctor," he says, "well, that basically means that you have very little time because this result was from 6 weeks ago. And I recommend that you put your affairs in order. And I know you have a son, and you need to find some plans for him." Well, the cool thing about being an alcoholic is you just don't tell us what to do. And so he basically told me that I had to die. And it sounded like he was already measuring me for a coffin. So anyway, I said, "You know what?" I said, "My God has not brought me through hell and back." I said, "I'm not going to die." I said, "This is a really weird coincidence." I said, "I'm going to consider this my gift because I shouldn't have this disease, yet I do." So I'm thinking that my higher power has given a very obnoxious, stubborn, loudmouthed woman this disease, and I'm going to become an advocate for women and for other people who have this disease. And most of all, I'm going to start educating people, because for a year now, I've been using my immune system and nobody thought to test me. By the way, I'm pretty sure you probably guessed who my donor was. So, yeah, I basically walked around for almost 10 years not knowing I have this virus. And that's one of the things that makes me very passionate about being that advocate. Now, you see me here, and okay, so I'm a little tough, and I'm a little obnoxious, but you know what? There are times when I'm really weak, and there's times when the pain and the achiness and the side effects of the meds and the depression and the loneliness wants to kick my butt. And thank you, God, I found Shanti. Shanti is the place that puts me back together. Just walking into the room, "Hey, it's Ruth, welcome!" Big hugs. Sarah has great hugs. Everybody there. And you know what? Our volunteers. Thank you. I also have a wonderful therapist, because one of the side effects of some of the medications is a little bit of depression. He puts me back together. I have a women's support group, because even though I love all my fabulous gay male friends, there's certain times that if you start talking about girl stuff, they go, and then it's really good just to have the women. And that song, "You Don't Have to Do It Alone." You have more friends than you think. And so I not only get to be encouraging people, because see, I refuse to be shamed by this disease. In fact, the other day I was at the gym and there's this guy who was kind of interested in me, and he's kind of hypochondriac. He said, "Oh, it's asthma." I said, "I know what it's like to live with a chronic disease. I have AIDS." Yeah, that was a fun moment. And I'm also here to keep talking about it, because anything that stays in the dark just grows and gets ugly. But if we start talking about it, and you support your friends who are talking about it, and you go get tested and they tell everybody, "I got tested," it's starting to remove that stigma. So the best part about having AIDS is the fact that I get to go, because I'm a Shanti ambassador, I get to go to high schools and colleges, and I have almost undivided attention with these kids for about an hour. And I get to tell them about my story. And my story, even though they might probably never get HIV, let alone AIDS, I get to share with them what it's like to have an attitude that it's only your perception of your problem. that can make or break you. And I can talk to them about coping skills, and I can talk to them about having good friends, and I can talk to them about making wise decisions, and I also can talk to them about substance abuse. And they listen to me. But I couldn't do this without the help of Shanti. And because of that, I will just shamelessly kind of lick this card. We are a small organization. I'm on the board. I know how tight money is. And I know how much we could do with very little. But we want to do more. And your donation of any size is pretty cool. But I was kind of looking at this and I was thinking, you know what, that's what would be so great if we could get some people to have like a monthly thing that, you know, like maybe $20, $100, whatever, monthly, so we could plan on it, so we could plan better programs, more people to be involved in helping getting the message out that AIDS and HIV is still a very current issue. Last Saturday, due to the complications of HIV and another disease, one of my really good friends passed away. And I was pretty angry about it. And all I could think of was, you know what? This is no longer the cool disease to be supporting. There's not a lot of stars that are involved. There's not a lot of media attention. But this thing is still continuing. People are still dying about it or because of it. But most of all, we need to end this. Because it's not the people like me who are on medication whose viral load is undetectable that are spreading this disease. It's the people like who I was for 10 years who didn't know when the viral load can be in the millions. So please, first of all, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for all your time and love. And thank you, Shanti, for taking good care of me. And please donate.
There's a dreading moment that I'm falling roof. Tonight's concert is focused on outreach to music, celebrating our individuality, our creativity, and what inspires each of us. You've heard just one person's story about living with HIV/AIDS and how Shanti Orange County has changed her life. But Ruth is just one story of 100 clients, more than 100 clients, that Shanti has dedicated their services to. As we invite HMK back to the stage, I'd also invite you to make a difference. We are passing a basket around, and I encourage you to put what you can in there. Every donation of $5, $10, $100, $1,000 helps. And if you'd like to do that with your credit card, there could be some stations in the back of the auditorium that will be happy to run your credit card. With a caring heart, Shanti is committed to helping OC residents living with HIV and AIDS to not just survive, but to thrive. And we are grateful for the work that they do. And we ask for help in fulfilling that mission.
While Catherine is up here, we would like to present you with this gift. All of the orchestra, coordination was done by Catherine. It was an absolute joy working with you, and we are most grateful for your gift. And for Alan, this is why I come to work every day. I have a great board, I have a wonderful staff, I have amazing volunteers, and Ruth plays many, many roles, but most importantly, she is a light and an inspiration to all of us and everybody that knows her. Wish her long and healthy life, and that she remain with Shanti forever. That's the hope. And you know, I call us the trio that put this together. I want to thank my partner in crime, Joyce Suave.